goal is to provide physical, mental, and spiritual training. Really provide great baseball, but at the same time introduce kids to the person of Jesus and what that can mean in their lives. And so when we do our, like if you took our season from November to the end of July, when we've got our kids, during the winter workouts, every workout will end with some sort of message that pertains to our faith in Jesus. When we get into the season, it's usually about once a week. So they're playing four or five games a week from May to July. We might not be able to every game sit the team down and have a message, but at least once a week the coach will speak a message to the guys.
Okay. Gotcha.
And then the trip is a significant part of that, where not only are we serving, and which is what we feel called to do, to serve other people, that, you know, we want to get the message to our players that it's not about you.
Yeah.
As much as you think that playing baseball is going to get you exposure for college scholarships and going to the major leagues, it's not about you.
Yeah.
It's about other people and serving other people. I think every one of them would say that their faith was deepened by the trip. You know, being able to share our faith. Each night, I would speak to the group, and then we'd get into small groups and talk about, what does this mean when you see a boy with a head that big? How can God let that happen?
Okay.
And so really getting into small groups of 7-8 guys with a coach and talking through that, how is that? How do we reconcile that?
Okay, so there were some tough questions then.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, we're digging through that while we're there.
Yeah.
So that guys, when they're done, they can walk away and go, I see, I understand it a little better. I think we're called as believers in Jesus Christ to show more often than talking. St. Francis of Assisi said, preach the gospel always, and if necessary, use words.
Yeah.
So go and do it, and maybe they'll listen to you if you do it.
Yeah.
But once you provide the physical need, someone's in need of a cool cup of water, you give them a cool cup of water or a bag of food. And then I think anytime Jesus went out and healed people, he dealt with the physical need, but then he always dealt with the spiritual need as well.
Yeah.
I've healed you of your leprosy. Now, here's something spiritual that you need to hear.
Yeah.
So here's a bag of food, and this is why we're doing it.
Yeah.
And now, at the same time as we're doing that, the pastor of the village is standing there, and he gets to invite them, hey, come to the church service on Sunday. Because this is why these people are here, is because of their faith, that their love that Jesus Christ has for them. Out of that abundance, they're giving to you. And so there was always a tie, I think, of doing and then speaking. Maybe not a whole lot. Maybe just saying, hey, we're here because God's blessed us.
Yeah.
But that, I think that carries a lot of weight than just going to the door and saying, God loves you.
Yeah.
But here's a bag of food.